Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Business Radio X On Location. We are here for the NABO Nashville University Series out here at the beautiful Women's Club of Nashville, the historical Women's Club of Nashville. It's a great place for parties, events, so much more. You can get more information about this location on their website or call 615-269-3896, and you can get your organization signed up here for the Women's Club of Nashville. All right, now I'm joined here at the Radio In My Booth studio with Linda Stubblefield. She is the Alarm Lady of Nashville. Is that right?
That is correct.
How did that come to be?
Well, actually, very early on, this is close to 20 years ago, one of my clients who had moved here from California didn't speak English very well. I was having a conversation with him, and it just so happened that his boss walked up behind him at the same time. So the gentleman turned around, was trying to make an introduction, and he kept falling over Stubblefield. Hmm. So it turned into the alarm lady needs to know this, and the alarm lady needs to know that. And so it was actually given to me by one of my clients.
Nice. Okay, so that just the nickname stuck, and now it's you're kind of known around this town, from what I understand.
I am, and if people need to reach the Alarm Lady, they can Google Alarm Lady Nashville, Tennessee, and my contact information will be there for
Fantastic.
You.
And your company though is called Unlimited Security, right?
Unlimited Security.
And
yes,
what do you do for folks?
What I do more than anything else is listen. I am a very trusted advisor in the field of security, everything from burglar alarm systems, video surveillance, access control, that entire range of electronic security is what I do.
Well, so you provide those solutions for residential as well as small businesses?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Homes and small businesses. I don't know. Small business owners have a very unique a unique set of needs. Mm-hmm. And since my background is very much for many generations entrepreneurs, then it's sort of in my blood. I actually came out of the industrial field.
Okay. So entrepreneurship is not something you're unfamiliar with. You say you have a long lineage of that.
Yes, sir.
Right. And so so what are some of those early secrets that you learned that you could share with our listeners who are maybe thinking about starting their own business about entrepreneurship?
Oh my God, it's like decorating a house, particularly the kitchen. It's never as easy as you think it's going to be, and you're not going to turn a profit in quite the time you think you should.
Okay.
So plan for it.
Okay. And so make sure you have a good plan. Is a business plan a must-have for any good entrepreneur?
I would say yes, although perhaps not as formal as some banks would have you to think. Some people have it very well laid out, even though it's mental, mm-hmm. but they have a track that they're running on. They know when they're expecting to turn a P.
Yes.
What's going on. But yes, a plan of some sort. Yes.
Right, right. No, we hear that a lot as well from all the many entrepreneurs who come through our Business Radio X studios. But some people have went on to have a great success without a business plan. But of course, if you're going to be loaning money or lending money from a bank, they're going to want to see something, right? So it's good to have.
The hard part is putting it down on paper, yes.
Yeah, so and talk about mentorship. And is that part of something you think is important to any young entrepreneur as well?
Mentorship, I think, is something that I get so naturally from NABO that I really haven't spent a lot of time thinking about a formal mentoring or mentored program. Mm-hmm. NABO, and I've said it many, many times, NABO is what feeds my soul. Mm-hmm. I go other places for, the serious networking and promotion of my business and that sort of thing. Business happens through NABO, yes, please don't get me wrong. But I'm here because this is the one place that I can find a shoulder to cry on, a swift kick in the rear whenever I need one, and other women who are facing a lot of the same problems that I do.
Yeah, and they may not be in the same industry as you.
Oh, never.
Yeah, right. But you guys are experiencing some of the pain points, some of the same growth challenges or business strategy challenges, and you can learn from one another in a very safe and welcoming environment.
Exactly. When my kids were small, I'd go to a soccer game, for example, And if you're talking, as long as you're talking about kids or soccer, you were safe. But you start talking about the employees and what, you know, this guy that's really giving you a hard time, and their eyes start glazing over.
Right. They don't want any part of it.
It's just not there.
Right. So there's a place for that, an outlet for you, or another, you know, avenues for you to experience. And Nabo is a great place.
And Nabo is, like I said, I've been a member for, oh gosh, I'm thinking close to 10 years.
Wow.
I absolutely love it.
Fantastic. And so you're looking forward to today's luncheon series and continuing on, a guest speaker here today. So what keeps you coming back? Is it to, you got some troubles at home in the business that you need to, you know, talk it out with someone? Or are you just looking to connect with some new people?
It's giving and giving, you know, giving back as well as getting. So the same person who's giving me a swift kick saying, Linda, get your head moving forward and get over this bump in your road. Maybe the same person that I can turn around and give a shoulder to because she's having an issue. Today before I came in, I at my table, there's a lady that does fitness, but it's fitness from a very holistic, consultative sort of standpoint. So I'll be connecting her today with another friend of mine who does holistic nutrition.
Okay.
So that's, I enjoy that.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Yeah, that's great. And let's get your thoughts on Nashville as a business community, as a culture. You know, you've been here and the Alarm Lady of Nashville. What are your thoughts?
I'm a native.
Yes.
I'm a native.
Where have you seen it, where it was when you were growing up, and maybe where it may be going in the future?
Oh, heaven help. Well, from a security standpoint, when I was a kid, we didn't close the door, let alone lock it. Why would you? I mean, my mom used to tell us to go play in the street. Well, yes. Today that's completely verboten. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, at the very least, you lock the door and preferably you have some kind of protection on
the kids
of
don't
that.
Play in the street.
And the kids do not play in the street unless you just really, truly don't want one of them to come home.
Right. So Nashville has changed, but it's a great business community. It's a great place for entrepreneurs to learn and grow their business.
Oh, absolutely. I do find the interesting thing to me is that in spite of the phenomenal growth in Nashville, there is still a huge need for people that can say what they're going to do and actually deliver mm-hmm. on what they've promised.
Right.
And that's it's hard to come by, but they're still, I've grown my business only by referral. And that's what I'm finding over and over and over again, is that by delivering on my promise, people are willing to talk about it. And that's how I've spread the word. And that's how people have reached me.
And that's real talk from real authentic people here and a real Alarm Lady of Nashville for sure. So just a couple other questions before we let you go here. And when you're not changing the world of alarms and other women business owners, what do you like to do to stay inspired or get motivated?
Oh my gosh. My husband has a family farm south of Suwannee.
Okay.
So we like to get away there.
Get out to the country.
Yep. And just enjoy being.
All right. Well, there you heard it here, folks. You can find Linda out in the country if you're lucky. But if not, you can find her here at Nabo Nashville or behind the desk over there at Unlimited Security Incorporated. So thank you so much. Please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about your company.
Well, Alarm Lady, Nashville, Tennessee. Google it. So email is absolutely the quickest, fastest way to get a hold of us. But do I give the phone number?
Yeah, go ahead.
615-244-9300. There'll be a quick 123. We're option 2 on the auto dialer. So that'll get you through.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, Linda. We look forward to more great things from you and your company in 2016. Okay. And listeners, make sure you are connected with us on Twitter at Business Radio X. You can also follow me at Ryan Redhawk, and all tweets and comments are welcome there. And if your company or organization would like Business Radio X to come out there on to your location and experience Radio in My Booth, go to radioinmybooth.com. That's radioinmybooth.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.